Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for coming. Do you use a washcloth?
No.
Come on the face. Is it good for the skin?
Absolutely not.
If it gets to the point where I have to take a shit on this thing, I'm hoping it explodes.
That's Freak City.
Specifically for cleaning the ass.
I never thought of that.
Piss on me, beat me.
If I wore this to wake up my children, it would be immediate therapy.
A lot of men do, and it is nothing to be ashamed of.
This is awesome.
What is awesome?
I'm gonna fucking puke.
This is going to cost you something.
Privy to some non-consensual ass play.
So the whole family shared one bar of soap.
Yeah, and you would put it in your ass.
That's disgusting.
Interesting.
It's hard for me to not believe that racism's not involved with this.
I'm not washing here.
I'm Whitney.
I'm Duncan.
You also got really fucking dressed up.
I'm so happy we actually got to connect.
I'll try it out.
In case you missed it, you can stream 69 Minutes now at ymhstudios.com.
They just go to like a Taco Bell or something, and they just go in there with the intentions on taking a piss, and next thing you know,
they're taking a shit.
Shit get to dropping. You know what I'm saying? They take random shits. You know what I'm saying? Us is a little more planned. You know? Hey, Danny, would you rather fuck your dad's pocket pussy or shove your mom's dildo up your butt? Dawson, I'm a cop out on this one, man. You a nasty motherfucker.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while your mate studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while your mate studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, girl? It's your boy. Coming to y'all live from Wild Bay Studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all fellas doing?
Doing great, Danny.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I got some good sleep last night. Got a good 10 hours, man.
Hell yeah.
Woke up feeling refreshed, man. The day is great, man. I got none other than a motherfucker that can definitely take a lot of pain. I got fucking Zach Holmes in the building, man. How the fuck you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming through, man. How Austin been treating you?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good, dude. I'm just here to do stand-up.
So, goddamn, man, you do all these fucking stunts and shit, man. What is the mental preparation like for this shit? That's one thing I always think about, man. Like, you know you're going to fucking hurt yourself, man.
Yeah, you just try not to think about it at all.
So, what's, like, the worst injury you had from doing that shit?
Well, so, I've gotten second and third degree burns, like, all over my body a bunch.
What?
From? Yeah, so, it's happened, like, three times so far. One, I like put all these firecrackers in my body like a suicide vest.
What was the thought process in that though? Like, did you come up with that idea? Or is that somebody else's idea?
That was, I just thought it would look cool. And I didn't really think, because I duct taped it all to my body, I didn't think about the fuse that I was duct taping to myself. So it burnt the fuck out of me, like so bad.
Like hospital, like.
I didn't go to the hospital because at the time, every time I was going to the hospital a lot for stunt injuries, and I was living in Indiana, and they thought I was just insane and hurting myself, so they were trying to put me on like a psych hold.
Oh, shit.
So I just didn't go. I just took like a bunch of pills.
I guess, what pills help with burns? What the fuck?
No, I just took a bunch of painkillers so I would forget about it and put Neosporin on it.
So you were doing all these stunts in Indiana and shit.
Yeah.
And then it went like viral and shit everywhere and shit. And then you eventually got picked up by the Jackass guys.
Yeah.
That was like a fucking dream come true for you type shit?
Yeah, dude, I've been watching them ever since I was a kid. Like,
yeah, likewise.
It was definitely a dream come true. It was fucking wild because, like, they hit me up from, like, a random Instagram account, too. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, I'd already known Steve-O, but I got a random DM from some account, like, hey, like, we're making this, like, Jackass 20th anniversary special. And I was like, this doesn't even look legit. I don't know who the fuck this person is. Mm-hmm. And I responded to it because I was like, what if it is real? And then next thing I know, I was like with Knoxville and Tremaine, and they're like telling me about the movie.
Man, so the crazy part to that, I mean, like, obviously you'll feel like, yeah, you've been doing all this shit, it's finally paying off. But then on the other hand, it's like, oh, they about to put you through some shit now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going to the major leagues of like getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like the whole, like going into it, I was like, yeah, dude, like I'm not going to say no to any like stunt thing they say, mm-hmm. even if like I'm totally like afraid of doing it, because I feel like I would regret like not doing it.
Yeah.
And like I knew I would have to like somewhat like prove myself and like show that I could like, you know, hang with them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you was doing stand up before the stunts and all that shit?
No. I've like dabbled around with it before, but then I don't know, it's something I've always wanted to do, so I started doing that later.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So yeah, we'll hop into some of these ex Dannys. You can always hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. First up, we got skid marks or broken hearts.
Ex Danny.
Dear Danny, I recently started dating a girl who leaves skid marks on a toilet bowl. Usually women are self-conscious about this kind of thing, and she lives alone, so I don't know what's going on. As a result, I find myself less attracted to her. Sometimes when we are being intimate, I get turned off because I think about her sitting on a can dropping foot-long floaters. Can you help me? No, I ain't got no advice for you, man. I can't help you out with that situation. But yeah, that is a nasty bitch. I mean, but maybe it's on you, though. Cause, you know, like maybe it's on you. You don't got no toilet bowl scrubber next to the toilet, so you can't, you know what I'm saying? So, but if you do and she just like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it's right there and she's just not doing it.
Yeah, that's just a nasty bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because... ain't nothing. I mean, she dropping some logs if it's leaving. You know what I'm saying? If it's leaving some shit behind, man. But yeah, man, that would turn me off too, man. I mean, I try not to think about. Even though I know girls, I got a theory that bitches shit more than us.
Probably
because they always sitting down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, you know, they just go to like a Taco Bell or something, and they just go in there with the intentions on taking a piss. And next thing you know,
they're taking a shit.
Shit get to dropping. You know what I'm saying? They take random shits. You know what I'm saying? Us is a little more planned. You know, so yeah, them bitches be shitting everywhere, man. So yeah, you got to watch out for that, man. But yeah, man, I wouldn't. Would that turn you off, or you'd be like, fuck it, man?
Yeah.
I don't think any dude.
If I just walked in, there's just shit everywhere.
Yeah, like, come on, bitch. You just leaving fucking skid marks. Like, come on, man. You got to get your shit together, man. But, I mean, the best thing you can possibly do, man, she probably got some shit going on with her diet. You know what I'm saying? Hit that bitch up with some of them Metamucils. You know what I'm saying? Got to get some more fiber in her diet, man. You know, got to take her out. You got to get some vegetables, some fruits in her shit, man. That's all that is, man. She ain't. It ain't all together. That's what that means. Everything ain't all together, man. She dropping pebbles, man. All right. Next up, we got No Face, No Case. Hi, Danny. I've been with my girlfriend for around 5 or 6 months now, and we've been going pretty strong for the most part. But whenever we hang out, she doesn't want to show her face in pictures that we take together. I explained to her how I felt, and she told me it wasn't a big deal. Do you think I'm wrong for being bothered by this? Hope you're doing great, Steven. I mean, I don't know, man. Some people like just to keep their fucking relationships and all that kind of shit private, man. And I mean, the internet is a fucking, I mean, like even with me, man, I don't want to be, you know, I just don't feel comfortable with that shit. And I love my girl. It ain't like nothing I'm ashamed about or nothing like that, but it's a different thing. I feel like anything I post, I know somebody's going to say something.
Yeah.
Just to be trolling or being bad or like that. So it might be a different situation for me, man, but. I don't really think that's a big deal. I think social media is just fucking motherfuckers up like that. You know, like...
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely didn't always want to put all my shit out online. Like, but, like, also, it's, like, it's either they just don't want to be, like, fully online or they have a whole other, like, fucking relationship or, like, family or something.
Or some people be having past, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, maybe she's trying to move on from it and, you know, just get on, you know... You know what I'm saying? She might be trying to be, she might was a nasty bitch. And she just, you know, but now she trying to be committed to you and keep it real. And then, you know, you post a picture with her and they say, you know, some nigga be like, Sarah, I know that bitch. You know what I'm saying? That bitch used to be getting wild. I done seen her take 20 dicks to the face before. You know what I'm saying? And you just don't want that. She just don't want no shit like that popping back up, man. You know, some people just got dark passes, man. But I don't know, man. I think for the most part, man, you shouldn't care about that shit. If what y'all got going on in y'all personal life, everything, because everything ain't for the internet, man. You know?
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to, like, you know, being that you got some clout and shit now, do you find it hard, like, dating or are you in a relationship or something like that? Just dealing with
yeah, I'm in a relationship. But, yeah, I mean, it's not, like, I don't think it's, like, too difficult. I mean, just, like, Yeah, I mean, so if I go to, like, it just sort of depends. Because, like, I don't have, like, random people ever come up. I mean, I do have random people come up to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go to, it just sort of depends where I'm at. Like, if I go to, like, a concert or something, or if I go somewhere public with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. it's, like, hard to, like, actually experience what we're doing sometimes, because people will just be coming up the entire time.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been pretty normal.
Yeah, but like, relationship-wise, like, you're, like, posting your girl on social media and that kind of shit, or is that... Like,
I really don't do
yeah,
that kind of
saying.
Stuff,
like,
too much, no.
Yeah, that's just not cool. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know, man. I just feel like, I know me, because I'm a troll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone will have something fucked up to say.
I'm a troll. Yeah, yeah. Some motherfucker just want to fuck with you all the time. Like, they fuck with me all the time. Like, I've been fucking, you know, getting ready to drop this album and shit. And, you know, I've been posting fit pics. I've been getting my drip sets on and shit. And every time I always get these couple young motherfuckers that be like, bro, think he Cardi. Opium or some shit like that. They be like, motherfucker, I've been dressing like this for when he was just wearing Supreme and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me you 14 without telling me you 14 years old and you don't know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? So and that shit pissed. I just be blocking motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, I do that shit too.
I hate to be that guy, man, but every now and then, man, when a motherfucker I just block your whole ass. You know, I just block you. So, you know, you just gotta be cool, man. It depends on how my day is going too.
Yeah.
Like, I had this one guy, he'd been trolling me for like 10 years, man.
Yeah.
Like, for 10 years, man. He never has anything nice to say about me, man.
Dude,
and just always,
I fucking hate that shit.
Just always talking shit. So yeah. I got a little upset yesterday. I just decided to fuck with him a little bit. I took the bait. But yeah, man. Because every now, I mean, I feel like sometimes a motherfucker just fuck with you because they want some attention.
Oh, yeah. That's usually what it is. Like, 100%. They'll be like, then you respond back, and then they'll be like, oh, dude, I'm actually a huge fan.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
And it's just like, sometimes you just fuck around and find out. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you keep fucking with a motherfucker. But for 10 years, it's like, goddamn, leave me alone. And this motherfucker's from Detroit. Well, I know his fat white ass ain't from Detroit, but he say he is. I know your ass ain't from Detroit, but yeah, fuck you. You thought I was going. He's a bitch. But yeah, man, I just, because I even, you know. But I realized, though, when I used to fuck around with motherfuckers. Like, I fuck around with, like, watching locals and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would fuck with Cyrax, you know.
Yeah,
me and Cyrax,
that shit was hilarious, dude.
We had our ongoing feud. But I've calmed down on it, man. Ever since Cyrax has got out of, I mean, he
whatever happened to him?
He beat his legal issues. He was going through some legal
shit.
Dude,
he beat the case.
Yeah, he beat the case. He hit a dude with a bat, and it ain't really been that much entertaining. It ain't really been that much entertaining. It ain't been too much going on in the Cyrax universe, but so I don't really be fucking with his ass like that no more. But I still be. I mean, I'm really engulfed in King Cobra right now. King Cobra has been He's. I mean, we've been talking about him. He started making his own mead,
which is like his own mead.
Yeah, it's like some prison hooch. Like he's making his own liquor and shit, which is the craziest shit to me, man. Like this motherfucker, man. He want to drink so fucking much, and he's just got to the point where he's like, fuck it, man. I'm gonna make my own shit, and it's like, but the shit that he's making, man, is like the most. He's making jinkum at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not even making fucking liquor, man. I think the last batch he made, yeah, look at that shit, man. So he's just full of bananas and fucking. He using like fucking
God,
high fructose corn
is
syrup
that even
juice.
Safe?
I mean, no, it's not. Like, they say he's going to end up getting botulism, but with
100%.
With all the, like, symptoms that come from that, we would never know if he got it because he has all those symptoms anyway. And he's just been making these most rancid drinks, man. But yeah, so but the thing is, the funny part about his ass is that he make this shit, and you know you got to let that shit sit for like months or some crazy shit like that. He can't wait.
He drinks it immediately.
Yeah, he drink it like in 2 weeks or something.
He's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, he'll taste it, be like, ooh, that got a little bite to it. I think that's about ready, you know.
Dude, that's
but the worst shit is with King Cobra, man. Motherfucker started sending him duster. Yeah, he been huffing duster, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it got to the point he been sneaking it, and then you can tell it's starting to fuck with him. He's not all the way there at this point, man, so.
Dude, air duster's gnarly. One time when I worked at Walmart, like way back in the day, this dude came into Walmart, just started huffing computer duster, like in the store, and fucking shit himself. The cops came in and tased him. He started seizing out.
That's some fucked up shit. But it started out. One day, this motherfucker King Cobra, he had a bottle of cologne. And he was huffing, he was sniffing the cologne. So he was like, let me take a little toot. And he kept tooting the cologne. Then eventually somebody was like, no, I'm going to send you the real shit. And they sent him Duster. And he been, I mean, like we say, man, King Cobra is so fucking, he's so crazy, man. We would never know if he's getting fucked up from the shit or not, because he always liked that anyway. But he's been banned from YouTube right now, so he hasn't really been coming with no new content. He's been streaming on Facebook, which Facebook, I haven't been on Facebook in fucking years, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just me, man, or anybody else, but like some motherfuckers hit me up recently wanted me to do like a live Facebook podcast type shit. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't know my Facebook login.
Yeah.
They like you post on there all the time, but I think I got my Instagram and my Facebook like connected or some shit. Mm-hmm. I probably did that years ago and didn't even realize, you know, and I don't even be knowing I be posting on Facebook. So I don't, if anybody been hitting me up on Facebook, motherfucker, I'm old, but I ain't that old. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. All right. We'll hop into some white people shit right now.
White people shit.
First up, we got a missing piece. Yo, Danny, do you think puzzles fall under white people shit? Just trying to figure out some stuff. Thanks, Paul. No, man, I think you just lazy with that one, man. y'all getting lazy with y'all white people shit, man. It's a thing, man. White people shit is, you know. But puzzles, man, motherfuckers like puzzles. What the fuck? You know, you don't think I sit around and put together a puzzle before? Motherfucker, I was in the county jail. We had to do shit like that to get our time through, you know? I'm not saying that's not like a hobby of mine. Like I'm on Amazon looking up puzzles. I did see though they got this $2 million puzzle.
Oh, that's gnarly.
Yeah, shit like that's kind of cool to me. And you can put the puzzle together, you get $2 million. But I don't know what kind of puzzle this got to be. Yeah, shouts out to my boys at Mischief. They got the $2 million puzzle. So if you're able to put this puzzle together, man, they'll hit you with $2 million, man.
That's pretty sick.
Mischief is one of my favorite brands. They always doing some cool shit, man. They like I remember the first time I really got up on them and they had a car and you was able to just to buy the key fob to the car.
Yeah.
But you had to find a car. And if you could find a car, you can drive it.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, like they do promotional shit like that. And they was driving this car all around. I think motherfucker was getting it. It got mad tickets, all type of shit. So if you was late in the game, finding the car and shit, you know, yeah, there it go right there. Motherfucker started painting it and doing shit to it. A good old PT Cruiser. You know what I'm saying? But they do cool shit like that. Shouts out to Mischief, man. They've been hooking the boy up, man. And I love that, man. When I'm really, you know, love a brand and I buy their shit and rock their shit and eventually they holler at me, you know what I'm saying, start hooking me up and shit. Oh, yeah. Do you be getting free shit now, man?
Yeah, definitely. I do, like people just hit me up. Sometimes I'll get really weird things though for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like randomly someone sent me like it was like a jacuzzi for your balls.
What? Oh, I've seen that before.
Or like different things like that. Or like, I've had a lot of weird things.
The ball jacuzzi seems really relaxing, man.
It does.
Did you try it?
No, not yet.
Oh. Now I'd have whipped that motherfucker open. As soon as I got that motherfucker, I'd have dipped these balls.
They
in
like
there.
Wanted to send me a bunch of them. I'm like, how many do I need?
Like, yeah, I guess. All right. Next up, we got the ball jacuzzi, testacuzzi. Yeah, I'd have tried that motherfucker off rip because I know that's one of those things I get, and it'd have been on my mind. Like, man, I do got this ball jacuzzi. I got this ball jacuzzi at the crib, man, and I gotta test this motherfucker out, man. Yeah, cause you gotta keep them balls in order. All right. Next up, we got puppy pouch. What's up, Danny? I've been making some observations and saw people with a pet chest carrier. Does this kind of... See, I told you, y'all motherfuckers is getting lazy, man, with white people shit. Everything ain't white people shit, man. But a puppy pouch, man, I don't think dogs like that shit.
Probably not. They probably want to walk.
Yeah, it's like, motherfucker, you got me sitting around, you know, like, nah, man. I'm all about because my dogs and shit. I mean, my girl has a puppy pouch, actually. I just thought about it. I just thought about it, and I used that motherfucker one time. I remember. God damn it. But and what I think about it, did though, she wasn't really tripping. I had to pick her up from obedience school one time. My girl was like, take the pouch. You don't want her. Because Ditto's a little wild. Yeah, just like that, man. And I remember I had her in the pouch. I had to call an Uber and shit. I hop in the back of the Uber with the pouch on and shit. But no, I think Ditto kind of fucked with the puppy pouch. She wasn't really tripping. I think it made her feel more safe. Cause I don't know. I don't think dogs like, well, smaller dogs like that, they'd be a little threatened out going into the world and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a dog park near my crib and shit, and there'd be fucking some fucking huge ass dogs out there, man. And I'd be scared. I wouldn't take my dog to that park, man. There'd be some vicious animals out that motherfucker. You got any pets?
No, not at the moment.
You not a pet guy?
I used to have a lot of dogs. Okay. I've had dogs growing up, but I haven't like had a pet since I moved to LA.
Yeah. So you from Indiana, right?
Yeah, I'm from Indiana.
How long you been in LA?
I think 6 years now.
Oh shit. Oh nigga. Yeah. It's long gone.
Yeah, you're
not missing them Indiana winters for
no,
sure,
dude,
man.
Not at all.
That's one thing about living in Texas, man. I definitely got used to the weather here, and you know, it gets hot, you know, and it's cool, but when it be like today, you know, today's a nice day, man.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's been raining a lot here, man, but that's cool, man. I take that over winter any day, man. So what was going on? Like, you know, being in the Midwest and shit, it's like this. It's like its own thing now.
Yeah, it definitely is, dude. Yeah, like nothing. Like where I grew up in Indiana, like near like Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
And it's more like, I mean, it's not as like country-like, like the rest of Indiana,
mm-hmm.
but still like nothing really goes on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so like my friends and I would just do like the stupidest shit ever.
So that's how you start coming up with doing all these crazy stunts and shit. Or was that just coming from being a fan of Jackass and shit?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, definitely it was also being a fan of Jackass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so are you a fan of wrestling too?
I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling when I was a kid.
Really?
I grew up super Christian.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't allowed to do like anything.
That's why your ass went wild like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude. See, that's the thing. Like, if you're too sheltered, you go insane.
Yeah,
like,
that's the truth. I definitely know that. I known some church girls, man. And, you know, they was raised in the church, man. And as soon as they got a chance to get that leash off them bitches went wild.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like a Christian girl. All right. We'll hop into some would you rathers.
Would you rather?
First up, we got dad puss or mom dong. Hey, Danny, would you rather fuck your dad's pocket pussy or shove your mom's dildo up your butt? Dawson, I'm a cop out on this one, man. You a nasty motherfucker. You need the 5150, man. Whatever that shit called. They need to call the people on your ass, man. Because what went through your mind to make you even think of sending me some dumb shit like this? I'm going to pass it on to Zach because he's a crazy motherfucker, man.
So is my dad coming in the pocket pussy?
Definitely. He's definitely coming in the pocket pussy. But I got at the end of the day, you can't.
Does he ever clean it? Is the real question.
Yeah, I mean. At the end of the day, you come.
He cleans it like once a month.
You
like.
Came from your dad. You came from your dad's sperm, so it's like.
Yeah, no, I would definitely fuck the pocket pussy. But yeah.
Nah, man, I'm not doing none of that shit, man. I'm gonna cop out on that one. You know, you a nasty motherfucker, and I'm for real. I'm gonna call the people on your ass, man. I'm gonna call the people on you, bro. All right, would you rather game characters? Hey, Danny, would you rather live as a woman in GTA or a Toad in Mario Brothers? William, that's definitely a Toad in Mario Brothers, man. I don't want to be them bitches be getting fucked on GTA, man. You ever just did that, just being bored on GTA, just pull over and grab a couple prostitutes and just watch the car rock for a man? Like, you know, I've done that plenty of times. You women in GTA, they get degraded, man. They're not treated as like equal human beings in that universe. You know, ain't no women's rights in GTA. It's no feminism or nothing like that. Them bitches they get dogged in GTA. So, nah, man, what about you, man?
I guess I would be Toad, I guess.
Yeah, Toad, cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I play with Toad, like Mario Brothers 2, I would pick Toad sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, Toad is cool as fuck. Who don't want to be Toad, man? He just be chilling and shit. I feel like Toad be off the mushrooms, though. He be high as fuck. So Toad seemed like a cool guy, to be honest. Like, out of all the Mario Brother characters, he would be the one guy I would want to hang out with. Like, Toad seems like a great time. He'll get bitches and shit. Toad cute and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You can go hang out with Toad. Just seems like he get fucked up and party and shit, man. So the end of the day, I would want to hang out with Toad, man. They got the new Mario Brothers out, and it's always a great time with the new Mario Brothers. I just don't have any Nintendo products. I keep losing Switches, man. So I ain't about to keep buying a fucking Switch, you know? Shouts out to Steam Deck. Ever since I got the Steam Deck, we've been going strong. Because the Steam Deck is big enough to, and I care about it enough to where, because I have so many fucking games on it. You know, I don't really worry. And then, you know, the price point on the Switch, you can always just, you know, a couple hundred dollars and shit, get another Switch. So you a gamer?
Uh, I used to game a lot, mm-hmm. But I right now I just have a Switch.
Yeah, just fucking with the Switch. So what you playing on Switch? You got the Zelda?
Yeah, I definitely play Zelda. Yeah. Zelda's sick. Then, you know, Smash Brothers, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm really into, I love Mario Golf and like just golfing
Mario
games.
All the Mario sport games is fun. Mario Tennis, that was my shit.
Yeah.
So yeah. But, so is any so you just fucking with the Switch right now?
Yeah, I mean like whenever anytime like a new Rockstar game comes out, I'll get whatever like current console. Like but I don't have like a PS5. Dude, it was so hard to get a PS5 like when it first came out.
Yeah, now it's not.
It's probably not now, but I haven't even tried since then. I was just like, I give up.
I just was one of those dumb motherfuckers that was just like, whatever, I pay double.
Yeah.
And I just bought somebody fucking soon as they came out. And I had my alarm set, all that shit. Yeah. I had everything already. And soon as they came out, I got drunk that day. My alcoholic ass got drunk, blacked out, passed out and shit, and ended up missing a drop. And I just went right on eBay and bought a motherfucker cold. It was like, fuck it, paid double. Because when you do it in that situation, that's the cheapest you're going to get it. The more days you wait and then more anticipation for it, that shit going to get fucking more and more and more. Right now, I've just been... I still been playing Cyberpunk. It's been a great time, man. I really love Cyberpunk. I've been getting more and more into like watching Cyberpunk lore videos. I love those. Like even for like the Souls games and shit, I will always fucking like I play those. But then I would go like on YouTube and watch 3-hour fucking lore documentary style videos about the world and all that shit. And then I get all wrapped up into the stories, man. These video games, man, they. Video games are better than movies to me. That's why motherfuckers be like, man, you don't watch movies and shit. I'm like, no, nigga, I play video games. Like, I don't need a fucking movie, man. All right, next up, we got entertainment for us. Hi, Danny. Oh, no, this is some white people shit. I missed out on this. This was, so yeah, all right. We'll jump to some white people shit. I never felt more white than when I saw the Blue Man Group. Is the Blue Man Group for white people? Yes, that's definitely for white people, man. No one, I don't think no niggas in the hood is thinking Blue Man Group is cool. Them niggas is some weirdos. What is, to me though, I really feel like the Blue Man Group, they probably some nasty degenerates. Like, them motherfuckers,
are they,
man,
all like the same guys, or they just switch out Blue Man all the time?
They probably be switching out motherfuckers, because them niggas, I feel like they some freaky motherfuckers. Like, them niggas be having like Blue Man Group orgies with groupies and shit, and them niggas be just wilding out with the bitches, man. Cause my old what was your end goal with this? They've been doing this shit for 30 years.
Goddamn.
So yeah, they definitely been swapping out Blue Man. I mean, it's one thing for you, man. Like, it's one thing for you to be like, yeah, man. I really feel like I made it when I became a part of the Jackass crew, and I know I was gonna get fucked up, but. What does it say about a person that be like, I just want to be with the Blue Man, dog. Them motherfuckers is the coolest motherfuckers. If I can be in the Blue Man crew, man, like, dog. Do they play like a, do they have like a weekly show or something like that in Vegas or some shit? Is that like a thing?
They have to have something like
that. Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Blue Man group, man, they just not, them niggas ain't got no drip, man. Something about the man. And imagine telling a bitch. I wonder, can you tell a bitch? Or it gotta stay secret. You know what I'm saying? Cause then that would kinda suck. Like, you can't get no clout for being a Blue Man. You know what I'm saying? But you be in a club and shit, the bitch be like, what you do? Be like, yeah, bitch, I'm one of the Blue Man. Like, I don't think that's gonna get you no pussy. I think the bitch would be like, what? You a fucking creep. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. You hang with the Blue Man? Like, y'all some nasty motherfuckers, man. But I don't really know. I mean, do you find the Blue Man Group entertaining?
The funny thing is, I've been asked to go, like, just by other people that I know, to go see the Blue Man Group, like, multiple times. I've never went.
Yeah, I don't think, like, that's something I want to do.
I don't really see the appeal.
No, me either. But I think if I've, you know, Vegas, I've been to some Cirque du Soleil, all that kind of bullshit. You know, you do some tourist shit when you're in Vegas, man. So yeah. I think I would probably check it out, but for the most part... No, it's not on my to-do list to go.
No.
I mean, for the most part, I would love to go just to see the people in the crowd. Like, these are the motherfuckers. Like, I want to see the people that are entertained by this shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to see the crowd. I just want to see the fan base.
What do they even do?
They do all type
they
of dumb,
like,
shit.
They be just on that music or something? Or like,
I don't, man.
Be blue?
it's weird, man. All right. We got a freestyle?
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Yep.
All right, let's see these motherfuckers. Yeah.
This is Brent.
Oh, Brent.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
this looks like a cool guy.
Ahead, Oh, that's how he ended it? Oh my God.
This motherfucker's definitely a cool guy. I would like to see what's going on with his life and everything else that he got going on, man. Because this motherfucker, he on 10 to 12 Benadryls for sure, man.
Yeah, he's on something.
That's 10 to 12. Oh, yeah, definitely. Huff and Duster. He reminds me of Trevor from Grand Theft Auto, though.
He does.
He definitely have Trevor vibes. I mean, it's some meth going on there. We need Dr. Drew on this one.
Yeah, dude.
We need Dr. Drew, man, to diagnose this nigga because he got some other shit going on with his life. But, yeah, it reminds me of Trevor from Grand Theft Auto. 10 and 12 Benadryl. I guess, man, fuck around and find out moment. I've been asking for this kind of shit with the freestyles, man, and now I got it. And now I'm scared of this motherfucker, man. Now I'm like, oh, shit. This is a fuck around and find out moment, man. But, yeah, man, I to be honest with you, I really liked it.
I really liked it.
That was great. I wish it would have went for longer, man. I want to hear the whole album. Now I definitely want to hear an album of this motherfucker, man. Brent, that's just his name, Brent.
That's what it says.
See, I remember. I usually don't remember a motherfucker's freestyle name. I remember that nigga, man. I fucked up part. I hope I don't see this nigga in my dreams, man. And then he had a beat. He didn't put on a milli dog. But was he really saying words?
I don't think so. Well, he thought he was.
Like, that's one of those type of things. Shit was popping in his head, but it just wasn't coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn it, Brent. That was 10 to 12 Benadryl for sure. All right. We're going to spin the wheel and get up out this motherfucker. God damn it, Brent, man. That was great, man. Shouts out to Brent. I would say that's been one of the top freestyles we've had in a while, man. You know, we've been getting some good ones lately. Oh, and, yeah. And that's what I don't want.
Yeah.
I want to see a motherfucker crash and burn. All right. Let's go. Good to see my guys Pluckers back on there, man. They've been hooking me up with them gift cards. Oh. Oh! My boys is back in the building. You ever been to Pluckers, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you here for a minute, man. You definitely got to go check out Pluckers, man. They're a wing bar. They're around in Texas, man. And they have the fucking amazing. They got the hot lemon peppers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. But one thing about Pluckers, they do have great wings. They do have great wings. But one thing I will say, man, the appetizers are banging as well, man. They got these mozzarella. I mean, not mozzarella, but they got these macaroni sticks.
Oh, fuck.
And them motherfuckers is. And they, you know, they ain't little either. Them motherfuckers is like a stick of butter. Them bitches shaped like a stick of butter, man. And it's just fried macaroni and cheese. And personally, me, man, I've been trying to eat better and shit.
But, yeah, that's something I shouldn't eat.
Yeah, like, no, but I'm telling you, man, you here for a minute, man. Definitely. You can actually get it on Uber Eats, too. But I would say it's way better getting it there, obviously. Yeah. You know how that shit is, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, shout out to Pluckers, man. They got the fucking, they got trivia night.
Oh, sick.
That's the fucked up part, though, man. You forget they got trivia night. You try to pull up on Pluckers. Like, damn, this motherfucker banging. You can't even get a parking spot. You like, why is Plucker slapping like this? Oh, it's trivia night. The motherfuckers in there, which is great, though, man. But yeah, man, Pluckers, man, I love y'all motherfuckers, man. Gift cards, man, they've been hooking me up. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And I would definitely say they definitely get used. I definitely be hitting that motherfucker, man. But yeah, not only that, man, they got... They got all type of wing flavors. They got fucking Dr. Pepper wings.
Oh, for real? What?
Yeah, like Dr. Pepper. That was one of the flavors that I was like, oh shit, I gotta try. You know, but that's the thing,
is
man.
Is it fire?
It's not.
It's like you try it.
Yeah, I didn't come back. Yeah. And that's not to say that they wasn't fire. I still feel like everything fire. But I will say, man, my homie Peggy, man, shouts out to JPEG Mafia, man. He's one of the craziest motherfuckers I know because they got a wing there called the Fire in a Hole, and that's a wing you eat. It's hot to the motherfucker, but when you eat that wing, if you can finish him, you know they put your picture on the wall.
Oh, that's sick.
This motherfucker just was ordering on Uber Eats. He wasn't even going for the challenge. He just was eating fire in the holes, whole plates and shit. And he didn't even get his picture on the wall. I'm like, man, this is like something. This is a stunt. This is what you do there, man. You don't just order the fire in the holes. You don't deliver the fire in the holes, man. All right, man, we'll get about this. Let's spin the wheel one more time, because I feel like that was a whole Pluckers advertisement. You know, it's not sponsored or nothing like that, man. But I feel like anytime Pluckers gonna get on there, man. But shouts out to everybody, even the staff at Pluckers. All nice people, man. They always hold your boy down every time I'm up in the building, man. So shouts out. They always got the games on. You know, I go in there, watch some Austin FC games, you know. All right. But yeah, you here, man. You gotta make a stop at Pluckers, man. You know. Jiu-jitsu. I mean, I feel like that's something I wish I would have started when I was younger.
Yeah.
That's one of those kind of things. But I feel like it's great for women. I feel like any woman, especially a single woman, or, you know, you got kids and shit, no man in the house and shit, that's definitely something you should want to be able to protect yourself. You know, it's creeps definitely out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? You can't a bitch that know jiu-jitsu. And so, yeah, but, you know, I love jiu-jitsu. I love watching the UFC and shit, man. But the main thing for me... The main thing for me in jiu-jitsu, man, is you got to be... I mean, it's a different type of motherfucker, man, that gets into that shit and love it. For me, man, I'm a smell guy. And them jiu-jitsu gyms, man, them motherfuckers, man. Them motherfuckers be smelling like asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just crawl into an asshole, and then this motherfucker's feet, you grabbing motherfucker's feet and toes and all that kind of shit, and playing around that kind of shit. So I got to be a little more mature for me to be able to handle some shit like that. But I feel like I'm just too old for that kind of shit. Motherfucker ain't about to just be breaking me down, putting me in choke holds and shit like that, man. I got guns, bitch. For real, I'm going to shoot you out the iron bar, bitch. All right, man. This motherfucker. Zach, man, thank you for coming through. Yeah. Man. So fucking fun having you here. You got some shit you want to plug?
Check out my podcast, Maximum Zach. It's on all platforms.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to have me on, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm super down for that. That would be sick,
dude.
Hell
yeah. I love to come on, man.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, just that. And then I have some stand-up dates. Or just check out my Instagram and shit.
Yeah. Hit them up at Zach Ass on Instagram.
Yeah, Zach Ass on Instagram.
That's hilarious, man. All right, man. Thank you, brother, for coming through. It was fun talking to you, man. We love y'all, motherfucker. See y'all same time, same channel. Peace. Cool.